Yo, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. I am Q Reyes, and we are going to talk a lot about what's happening right now with Spanish comedy. Now, Spanish comedy is the irony I'm talking about it in English, but basically, if you're not familiar with Spanish sense of humor or comedy on television, to be specific, it's very slapstick. It's extremely slapstick. It's, you know, a lot of punchlines are about, you know, slipping on a banana peel or a cake in the face. Yeah, you know, here we are in 2000 and something, and we're still getting cakes in the face. And or girls with big boobs and you know, basically the same stuff that's been going on for the last 60, 70 years. And I just don't understand it sometimes. It doesn't get old for people, you know. And I don't know if it's because that's what people want to watch or if because that's what choices they have is to watch that slapstick kind of comedy. You know, it's hard to see comedy that come from irony or sarcasm. And what I've been told in, you know, different networks and people in the industry that I know is that Latinos don't get sarcasm. Well, not Latinos, but, you know, Spanish-speaking Latinos, and that they don't understand irony. And I disagree with that. I think it's saying that Spanish-speaking Latinos are dumber than an English mainstream audience. It's saying that Spanish-speaking Latinos wouldn't understand a show like The Office. You know, and I'm not talking about translation, because a lot of these shows are translated into Spanish from English, and of course they don't get it, because it's not the same. It's not the same. You know, you're not going to understand a lot of the Family Guy jokes just translated into Spanish. They don't make sense, because you don't know who Charles Bronson is, or, you know, you don't know a lot of the American, you know, idiosyncrasies that make it funny. So my theory is that kind of comedy is easy to make. All you got to do is repeat over and over again what's happened for many, many years. And since there's not that a lot of competition, then people can't move, you know, you can't move from channel to channel. There's only like, you know, a few Spanish channels. So you got to kind of pick and choose, and they all have the same thing. So where are you going to go? Where in the English market, you have so much room, so many channels, which is so diverse that you have choices. So people have to be up in their game. Where in Spanish, I think we haven't had the need to step it up. And I think until we take that conscious leap into making it better, you know, until we say, you know what, let's try to make a little bit, this comment a little bit smarter, a little bit more sophisticated. Until we do that, we're not going to be able to, you know, move forward and evolve and make it better. It's almost like what happened, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. I mean, the Mexican cinema was the place. I mean, Mexico was putting out movie after movie, and they were hits, and they live to this day. And if you notice, something happened where that golden age just kind of ended. And that's because there wasn't any growth. You know, it just got stuck where these movies started becoming redundant. And there wasn't any new ideas or new developments or new technology. It was just, we're just going to keep doing what works and until it stops. And it stopped. It definitely stopped. So now, I believe the same thing's going to happen with Spanish television. I mean, they're going to keep doing the same comedy until it stops. And I think before that happens, we need to take a leap of faith into the future. And we need to add a little bit of brains. And not all comedy is stupid and slapstick in Spanish. But the one that gets pushed most is. And, you know, usually, you know, for a joke to work, it requires some pretty girl. You know, stupid stuff. You know, where that's how American culture used to be, where if you notice, a lot of television not too long ago was about beautiful people. And now you look at television now and they have average looking people. You know, they have chubby people, they have ugly people and character, you know, people. And that's what people really are. And in Spanish, everyone is beautiful. Everyone is beautiful. It's like, that's not realistic. And in Spanish also, if you notice, actually in Spanish, there's hardly any dark-skinned people that speak Spanish. Even though there's plenty in the real world of dark-skinned people that speak Spanish, there's hardly any dark-skinned people on television. And that's not a coincidence. I've been in meetings where this is mandated. They want, these people are casted, obviously. They're not just randomly selected off the street. They're going to cast the lighter skin, most European looking people. Or if they're very, if they have a lot of, let's say, Latin personality, or if they look the part of a Colombian, they gotta be, you know, gorgeous Colombians with either big boobs or great, you know, it's not really a big represent, you know, it's not a real representation of who we really are. You really want to see who we really are? Check out Don Francisco Sábado Gigante on Saturdays and look at the audience. That's the real world. Now, the people in front of the camera, that's not the real world. Yet, it keeps us thinking that that's perfection. See, because television has a really great responsibility in the way that we think. It's programming. It programs us. So perfection supposedly comes on television. And when you see people that don't look like you, that you have no chance of looking like these people, obviously it puts you down in a subliminal way. It's like, you know, it kind of takes your aspirations away, because it's like, well, I'm never going to be that. Let me just keep, I don't know, vacuuming this house for that person that looks like that. I don't know. I have a very deep rooted thoughts on the subject, but I don't want to get too deep in it in this program right here. I just wanted to point out that Spanish comedy suffers from a lack of creativity. There's a few people that will do creative things here and there. I was watching this guy, Ara Ramones, and he's amazing, brilliant. You know, I like Eugenio Derbez. You know, there's people that do what they can, but really, you know, they're stuck in the establishment. I mean, what are they going to do? There's only so much an individual or a couple of people can do. But until we come to this realization as a collective, we won't be able to change anything. And I think until that time comes, we need to keep pushing the agenda for people that are able to push it. And for people that want to see some change, you know, support that change. You know, make sure that if you see something you like and something that's funny, that's not necessarily a cake in the face, that you see something smart, then share that. Everybody's always sharing stuff. And I think we can make that change ourselves and let the establishment and the networks know, look, we want to evolve. We don't want translations of what the English movie is. We want our own movie that speaks to us, but is in that level of intelligence. You know, it's kind of like, we don't want Latino Spider-Man. But we want our own superhero that speaks our language and is not going to get a pie in the face at the end or slip on a banana peel every single time. You know, and I don't know, I got really, really bitter feelings towards a lot of the Spanish comedy that I grew up on that. And I'm guilty of laughing at it. And you know, I'm a fan of El Chavo del Ocho and all of that. And I think that all holds its place in what is Spanish comedy. You know, India Maria movies, you know, I'm an addict to those. And Cantinflas, brilliant. Yet, what's next? You know, are we going to just keep playing reruns, or are we going to do something new, something smart? Let's really look for that, you know, and let's support people that are pushing for that change. And hopefully with a little luck, we're going to be able to not be the jokes of English TV that make fun of Spanish TV for the stuff that we do, you know, the big boobs and the crazy characters and the midgets. And, you know, they make fun of us because they have evolved into something else. And so they look at us like a primitive kind of comedy. And that's just a real shame because, you know, we're people that we're full of talent. We are full of creativity, and we just got to show it, and we got to have the platforms to show it as well. We got to have people, you know, at the top that understand that we are a lot more than what we're being given. You know, we are a lot more than that. So just wanted to speak on that a little bit more. And, you know, hopefully in the future we can talk about Spanish stand-up, which also, I don't know, why is it not everywhere really blowing up? And, you know, there's few people that are trying to make it, you know, and I know of some comedian friends that they're really trying to make it happen. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not an easy road because it's a fight between these slapstick kind of humor that Spanish culture has integrated into its own culture, and then trying to do something smarter at the same time. It's really a difficult battle. You have to have that balance until we're able to shift and open up the diversity in comedy when it comes to Spanish comedy. So until next time, I'm gonna say I'm out.